Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Made in His Image. On October 8, 1997, Matteo Bocelli was born. He is the youngest son of Andre Bocelli and his first wife, Enrica Senzati. Andre Bocelli is regarded as one of the greatest tenors of all times. Now at age 24, Matteo, like his father, is a handsome and talented singer and musician. Clearly, he carries his father's image. You and I are also created in our Heavenly Father's image. What exactly does that mean? To find out, please listen to more. Even though Matteo's parents divorced, both parents remained engaged in his upbringing. His father's involvement in his formative years exposed Matteo to an ideal environment that allowed his musical talents to flourish. In 2018, Matteo collaborated with his father on the song Fall on Me. The music video that is in today's Fourth Day Letter online clearly demonstrates the similarities of the two men. There is no denying his father's image. I highly encourage you at the end of this podcast to go to my website and watch this video of the two of them singing a duet. Some children are a spitting image of their parents. Others look nothing like their parents, even though they share their DNA. For many years, God has been portrayed as an old man with a long white beard. Being made in God's image does not necessarily mean that we physically resemble God's looks. I personally believe that being made in God's image means we share God's attributes and characteristics. It might be easy to see ourselves reflected in the looks, characteristics, and actions of our children as exemplified by Andre and Matteo. But it is more difficult to know and understand what it means for mankind to be created in God's image. Andre Bocelli once explained how his voice compared to his son's voice. He said, "Technically, they are very different, but there is one thing that makes them most similar, the attitude." Similarly, because we are made in God's image, we share in the essence of what makes God, God. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27 state, "Then God said, let us make human beings in our image after our likeness." God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. The following are just a few of the ways we are made in God's image. Notice that the prior verse used the word our. We profess our faith in a triune God, and thus we have been created in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As in the Trinity, God's divine image is present in each person, but that image truly shines forth in the collective communion of persons. Of all visible creatures, mankind alone is able to know and love his Creator. We are the only creatures on earth that God has willed for our own sake, and we alone are called to share by knowledge and love in God's own life. Christ is the image of the invisible God, and thus through him we are created in the image and likeness of the Creator. Because we are made in the image of God, we humans have dignity, and we are capable of self-knowledge and self-possession. Through reason, we are capable of understanding the order of things established by the Creator. When we believe in Christ, we become sons and daughters of God. This filial adoption transforms us by giving us the ability to follow the example of Christ. It makes us capable of acting rightly and doing good. By virtue of our soul, intellect, and will, we are endowed with freedom, and freedom is a manifestation of God. Therefore, mankind can choose good or refuse to do good. It is important to note, however, even though we've been created in God's image, Mankind is still divided in himself because of sin and the presence of evil in the world. Therefore, life can be an unending struggle between good and evil, between light and darkness. I chose to use the song Fall on Me today because it offers a great metaphor for our relationship with God. The lyrics of this song seem to say to me that a child can always fall back and depend on his father. Likewise, during difficult times and the trials of life, we can always depend on God, in whose image we were created. Fall on Me was the first duet sung by Andre and Matteo Bocelli. Of the song, Andre said the following, quote, "This emotional song truly hit me hard, and I'm sure there are a lot of others that feel the same way," end quote. My hope is that this song hits you hard, and through it, you are able to see the same metaphorical relationship with God that I saw in this video and in this song. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for making me in your image. As your child, I ask you to strengthen me so that I may always resemble you in my thoughts, words, and actions, and in the way I interact and love others. Amen. Don't forget, you can go onto my website to watch a video in regards to my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. And the book is also available for sale on our website or on Amazon.com. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.